How long is it going to take the housing market to recover? What is it going to take?
That's the question.
Think about really what causes housing long-term to go up in price is income, right? You need an increase in your income. So 30 years, last 30 years, the average worker in the United States has lost ground, not made ground. Okay? You get that, right? So the economists can tell you that the only way you can afford a bigger house long-term, make more money, right? And if you're falling behind, it's going to be pretty difficult for you to do that. So the only way you in particular are going to make a house purchase is that you're earning more money. Now, long-term wages have gone up just a little bit above the inflation rate. Last 30 years, that's not been the case. You know, I think another point is that it's all about six states. You know, in my neighborhood where I live, the houses are trading hands on the north shore of Milwaukee. In some areas, they're dead in the water. They're on moving period. There's a lot of money in this country. You know, I think another point is the banks have to repair themselves. I hold bankers in very low regard. I hold bankers responsible for a whole lot of the financial crisis. And, you know, part of the issue is the regulators are coming in now. And you talk to bankers, they'll tell you what's going on. That the regulators absolutely were asleep at the switch, right? And now they're coming in and breathing down the necks of the bankers. And so you talk to people, they'll tell you, you know, if it was up to me, I'd lend you the money. But the regulators are telling us that, you know, we've got to improve our capital, our reserves. So at some point in time, the banks are going to get back to lending money. Bank lending has gone down 7% year over year. So the answer to your question is, one is incomes have to rise, and the other is bank lending has to improve. But at some point in time, I mean, the banks are in the business of lending money. And when the regulators start backing off a little bit because the banks have repaired their balance sheets, then they're going to be up for lending again, and we get back to where we were. I mean, some estimates in certain markets say that Florida won't get back to where it was in 05 till 2020. You know, I'm not smart enough to guess out that far. But I don't think it's all that far into the future for the vast portion of the United States. But those six states, I think they're going to be in trouble for a very long period of time.